Government hands over 21.4 million Kwacha CDF projects in Lupososhi. In African news, a three killed in head-on collision on N1 in Limpopo. To present the news, my name is Blessed Chwawa. Residents of Mutendere East in Lusaka have expressed concern over the lack of a government school in the area. The residents say the community does not have a single government school, forcing many parents to depend on community schools for their children's education. Speaking in an interview with Kombon Ready News, the residents complain that the learners are made to walk long distances to access government schools in surrounding areas. They say the situation is affecting many children, especially those from vulnerable families. The residents have since appealed to local authorities to consider constructing a government school in Mutendere East to help ease the burden on learners.
So it's a field shaft kuno kumutendele East. Ma community schools. Kuma community schools yena yengi. Na yeye nata batisa impao. Ku kwamba kwamba kumu 2012 epo ba isilele kwa kutupele isi. 2021. Tuwale senda ma grant ama community schools. Aya alea fuidisha ama teachers. Awaba alevo mbanga ama volunteers. Tuwale senda kake ni tuwaba pela. Icho tuwa chitira kuno mula ndo wakwati tatuwa kwa tama government school gamu wabatu wala pachi belo mulesa ngawa na badi 110 takuwa batisho inga sambili cha 110 mukrasi imu kwa odi mutendele na kumutendele kwa badi havana no mbatu wala chitashani so ifetu.
The chairperson for persons with disabilities in Mukushi district, John Kalunga, has expressed concern over the challenges that people living with disabilities are faced in accessing public buildings that are not disability friendly. Speaking in an interview with Kombon Radio News, Mr. Kalunga said many buildings in the district are constructed without considering the needs of persons with disabilities, especially wheelchair users. He explained that the lack of proper access facilities and makes it difficult for them to enter shops and other public places. Mr. Kalunga has since appealed to society, contractors and developers to ensure infrastructure is designed in an inclusive manner that accommodates persons with disabilities. He says this will help people living with disabilities feel supported and fully integrated into society.
Baria kwa ribaba kwa chini barenda kama wewe uchea somule sanga chumwe fukurwa taba fukura wino nde ukisha para pa town center kuri ba mwabo na lila ndamna vena pa Saturday kutila mutu wa afwe kukula panti mule sanga na chirimi chilelo kuri fimo mfukuro sha kutila isu taba kula wino tapa baba mazepsi leni mwasanga na ti afi warimbi ala tina tinga na pera bada banshireko ifi ya kulia na nguu banshireko ifi ya kufuala limbi bala njivira kandarama.
The Kitu Land Alliance has welcomed government's decision to reinstate the Lanza Agency for Kitwe City Council with immediate effect. Alliance coordinator Felix Chiboya said the move restores a key function that had been stalled since the agency was suspended, but noted that the delay created setbacks for residents awaiting offer letters. Mr. Chiboya explained that after interviews and land allocations were conducted in 2021, the suspension prevented the process from being concluded, leaving land administration in Kitwe in limbo for nearly 4 years. He, however, clarified that the reinstatement is currently administrative and does not mean the new land allocations will begin immediately, as offer letters still require council approval after elections. Mr. Chiboya has since called for transparency surrounding investigations that led to the suspension, saying that making the findings public would help address the concerns of illegal allocations and mismanagement.
After those plots were given to people, before they could even finish giving all the letters of offer to people, that's when the agent was suspended. So for me, it has remained suspended since late 2022 up to 2026. So a lot has happened in terms of the land administration in the Kitwe district. I'm very sure we are going to have a lot of problems. But again, for me, this uplift is just administration. But the other biggest problem that we need to understand is we need to find to understand, or maybe the minister should provide the results of the investigation.
The Engineering Institution of Zambia, EIZ, has welcomed government's directive for contracting authorities to engage independent engineering consultants before the implementation of projects. In a statement issued to Common Ready News, EIZ President Engineer Wesley Kaluva says the move is critical in ensuring quality assurance, value for money, public safety, and adherence to engineering standards in infrastructure development. Engineer Kaluva says a failure to involve a qualified consultant often results in poor workmanship, project delays, cost overruns, and premature infrastructure failures. He says the institution has consistently advocated for mandatory engagement of independent consultants at all stages of public infrastructure projects. Meanwhile, EIZ has also welcomed government consideration to suspend the tolling operations on toll roads that fail prematurely. The institution has further called for reforms to public-private partnership framework to make independent consulting engineering mandatory on all PPP projects. Government has commissioned and handed over infrastructure projects and earth moving equipment worth over 21.4 million kwacha in Lupo Social District under the Constituency Development Fund, CDF. Among the projects are commissioned is a newly constructed maternity wing in Mulala Chiefdom, aimed at improving access to maternal health care services for women in the area. Speaking during the handover ceremony, Northern Province Acting Permanent Secretary Beauty Undipiri said the projects reflect the government's vision of ensuring